Hi, I'm Bart Hall of the Bart Hall Boat Shows, and you're tuned into Annie Talks.
Annie Talks. Welcome to the show. Here we go with Annie Talks. Welcome to the show. Here's the host.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Annie Talks Show. I am your host, Annie Talks. I'm excited to welcome to the show Bart Hall of the Bart Hall Boat Show. Bart, thank you so much for being here.
Well, thanks for having me, Annie. And I want to reiterate that in this particular show, it's Bart Hall Boat Show. So that's what we're doing here. I mean, we have other shows that are called the Bart Hall Shows. And those refer to a much broader spectrum of products than we have at the boat show.
Well, okay. So from previous years, I've always known it to be the Fred Hall Boat Show or Fred Hall. So why don't you talk a little bit about your legacy? You know, what do you have in store for us this coming year?
Well, yeah, back in 1944. My father was actually 4F, couldn't serve. He was actually an athlete in college, quite a good one, but he got hurt several times, and so they couldn't take him in active duty. So he taught the theory of flight and navigation to the Army Air Corps. And at the end of the war, they were phasing that out. So he came back to Los Angeles, and he went to work for a company called Mel Morrison Incorporated. And they did ushers, ticket sellers, and gatemen at all the sporting events in Southern California, SC, UCLA, the Rams at that time, Hollywood Stars, boxing at the Olympic Auditorium, Santa Anita, Hollywood Park, everything. If there was a sporting event, they handled all of the stuff. But my dad grew up in Florida where he was a fisherman, and he would run along the shore and he would jump into the water and he'd knock Pompano up on the sand, and then he'd put him in his wagon. And he'd take them over to Little Joe's Fish Market and sell them, you know, and he'd fish off the pier with a can with a string on it, and he'd dive for lobsters. And so he was a waterman, and he went to his boss in 1944 and said, look, we should do a sportsman show. And the famous answer was, what the hell's a sportsman show? Because it was the first one in California, at least. There might have been one back east. But so he started at Gilmore Stadium. I was born in 45. The first show was 46 in Gilmore Stadium. And Gilmore Stadium was an old oval dirt track. And it had telephone poles going up into the air with lights on it. And they would race midget race cars in there. Oh. Well, my dad looked at it and he said, well, this is ugly. I want to make it look pretty. So he cut down pine boughs and he put them on the telephone poles. They looked like trees. Mm-hmm. And then over the dirt track, he took sawdust and he dyed it green and he spread it, and it looked fantastic for 3 days. And then it rained and the dye came out of this green sawdust, got everybody shoes and socks. And then we've laughed about it till this day. A couple of years later, he moved across to the Pan Pacific Auditorium, was there for about a dozen years. Mel Morrison ended up becoming my godfather. He passed away. The other two partners didn't share the same view. So my dad went one way, the other partner went the other way. Other people came into town to try to do similar kinds of shows. So my dad ended up going to the Great Western Exhibit Center, where he was there for a very long time. And then he went over to the LA Sports Arena for a short time. And then when the Long Beach Convention Center opened, he went there, and we've been there ever since. That's over 50 years. And then also down in San Diego, we've been there for 44 years. We started at Golden Hall for a couple of years and then moved out to the Del Mar Fairgrounds. And so during that time, people would say, well, we're going to that sports show. And there were several in town. And everybody go, well, which one are you going to? They say, well, we're going to that Fred Hall show. Mm-hmm. So when I joined him, and I didn't join him until later in life because I was a musician in the beginning, and he didn't need me. But finally, of course, at showtime, he did. You know, you all got together and you helped do the show. You didn't get paid for it, of course, because it was your father, but you did it. But then all of a sudden he says, I need you to help me. So I quit being a musician. I went to work for my dad. And we started. And I said, Dad, you know, we should call this the Fred Hall Show. And he goes, I want to call it the Fred Hall Show. I said, yeah, it's a good idea. So he tried it 1 year and it was a marketing success. And then it was the Fred Hall Show ever since until 2020 was the last major event in California, the Fred Hall Show at the Long Beach Convention Center. And shortly after that, they closed it down, the state down. And so that went away. And then in the interim, there was some legal issues with the partners and whatever. And so I would prefer going to my grave, calling it the Fred Hall Show to honor my father. But people have been telling me for many years, I should call it the Bart Hall Show. So that's what we are now calling it. It is the Bart Hall Show. But it doesn't matter because everybody has always just called it the Hall Shows. And so here we are. The Hall Shows are back. We have the boat show in Pomona this coming weekend. That's January 20th to the 22nd. Then we move to Del Mar to do the first Hall Show in San Diego in 4 years. The first Hall Show in fishing show in California in 3 years. And the first fishing show in Southern California in 2023. And that should be spectacular. And then we move to what people lovingly call the granddaddy of them all, the Long Beach Convention Center. And that show will occur March 29th to April 2nd. So yeah, it's going to be a fun-filled 3 months.
So tell us about what we can expect at the Pomona Fairplex. I know that there's a couple, I was looking at some of the boats that are lined up and whatnot, and I know nothing about boats. So, I mean, for a novice, you know, someone clueless to boating or even to what boats are, why don't you tell us a little bit more of like what we can expect at the Fairplex?
Do you know what children love to do mostly at my shows? Young children? They mostly love to run around on the boats. Drives the boat dealers nuts. But kids love it. And they go, Mom and Dad, look at this. Can we get this one? They have no idea what it costs, you know.
Yeah.
But we're gonna have every kind of boat that you can think of that's trailerable. So that's what our specialty is. Boats you can either put on your car and drill them or in your car. And we have fishing boats. We have a lot of wake and ski boats. We have pontoon boats. We have very fast jet boats. And we have some of the most beautiful, one-of-a-kind, high-performance boats you've ever seen. And we're very fortunate out here in the West is that most of the companies that make these beautiful boats are out here. And the vast majority of them are in this show. We have all the major boat dealers, all the major boat lines. And it's just in most of all the high performance boats. And I think there's only one missing, but it's really fantastic.
What would be one thing that you would want to have me see for sure? What's one thing that Annie, you got to go check this one exhibit out. Can you speak to that?
Well, there is I don't want to go naming brands cause I can't get favoritism, but there's one 43 footer there on a trailer that is really, really pretty.
Wow.
And you need to see it. And there's another one that's about the same size on the trailer that's pretty. But they're all, not, you know, everyone. And we have kayaks, too. And we have stand-up paddle boards. And we have lots of marine accessories, lots of wake stuff, a lot of wakeboards for sale, and life vests. Everything for marine accessories. We have flooring. We have... this one thing, we just got it called Aqua Lily, where you roll it up. It's it rolls up pretty easily, but then you throw it in the water and six people can stand up on it. Stuff like that. You know, we actually even have a couple of lodges that come because they believe that people who can afford to buy boats can afford to go to nice lodges as well. Mm-hmm. So it's a kind of a thing where, I have music there, of course, and I tried to get my jumping dogs there because we're famous for having the jumping. But I couldn't work out the schedule. But they're going to be at the other shows, of course. Mm-hmm. But our theory is that we want to provide a full day of family fun for the whole family. Sure. We don't just want dads coming out, you know. My dad said a long time ago, he says, you know, if you're a boat dealer, you don't want just the dad coming, because he's not going to buy that boat without mom saying, yeah, let's get that thing, you know.
Yeah.
So we try to make it fun for everybody, and that's what we're going to keep trying to do it.
Oh, that's good. That's great. Okay, so everybody just know that this coming Saturday, or wait, what day is that? It's
this Friday. Yeah.
It's mm-hmm. Friday, January 20th
through January 20th to the 22nd. Yep.
Okay, and then we go on to San Diego for the Del Mar Fairgrounds, or at the Del Mar Fairgrounds, February 16th through the 19th. And you threw in one other show right before the Long Beach show. Which one's that one?
No, that was it. That's the Del Mar.
Oh, okay. So
that's going to be the first actual fishing show in Southern California, 2023, and the first one down in San Diego in 4 years. So it's going to be really huge. And then Long Beach show is always special. In 2020, the Long Beach show was the largest consumer sport fishing show on the planet. So we're hoping to get back to that status. We don't know if we can get there quite this year, but certainly by next year we will be.
Well, you know, I'm looking forward to it. I think I'm actually going to be attending, if not the Fairplex, then probably the Long Beach show, which is closer to me, actually. And it makes sense, right? It's at the Long Beach. It's on the shoreline, is it not? It's
yes, it is.
Yeah. So that's a very picturesque, beautiful. And I think if I remember correctly, I was there, like I said, decades or about a decade ago ish, where we it was at Long Beach, and it was just beautiful. And I really appreciate the time, Bart, and thank you so very much. I know that, you know, the pandemic really put a damper on so many people and so many businesses and industries, but it's so good to see that the Bart Hall Boat Show is thriving and, you know, making a splash, if you will. So it's good times to be had for all. So thank you very, very much. And I truly appreciate your time.
Thank you, Annie. I've loved the interview. Thank you.
Thank you.